today on Pandora's Lunchbox. This is, as I said, a show about food. My name is Mike, and I have some special guests in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
And would you introduce yourselves?
I'm Heidi.
And I'm Michael.
And you are newlyweds, yes?
Yes.
Yay. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, there's something very special that you did for your wedding that I'd like you to talk about. It has to do with food, I understand.
Yes. We made a wedding cake machine.
Ooh.
And we called it the Wed-O-Matic.
The Wed-O-Matic.
Yes.
Complete with a cakeometer.
That's serious. Wow.
And it basically had two towers of cakes each, with three cakes each, so a total of six cakes. And one motor turned, and because they're on a gear-like piece of wood, when one turned, it forced the other tower to turn.
And we chose the gear metaphor as a metaphor for the way that Heidi and I, the way our lives mesh.
Oh, wow.
And the way our creativity meshes.
Excellent.
But also because we like building machines.
Building things.
Yeah. And on the top of the cakes were what normally on sort of the standard wedding cake would be called a cake topper, where they usually have sort of a miniature version of the bride and groom, you know, some little plastic doll or whatever. We made a version of ourselves, sort of Barbie doll sized.
Mine was a Ken doll.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was a G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
From the dollar store.
G.I. Joe from the dollar store in a tux, yeah. I believe?
In a tux, yeah. Like
G.I. Joe in a tux, okay.
And then Michael molded each of our heads out of Fimo clay.
What is Fimo clay?
You can get it at Michael's craft store. It's just like a craft clay that you can bake and then it hardens.
Oh, fun.
People make jewelry out of it and stuff like that. But I guess maybe we can talk a little bit about the sort of progression of how this came to be. Basically, so the cake turned, and once a turn, we met. Our two dolls would meet, and then our two hands would touch, and then there would be a spark.
Ooh, wow.
Basically a flame, kind of a sizzling flame.
It was a big spark.
Wow.
We go zzzt.
And that was actually Heidi's idea.
Although I didn't think we were going to do it live. It started with an idea of having, let's make a cake that's not your standard wedding cake. What about something that represents us? And I thought, oh, something with machines. And then I thought gears. So I thought at the base level, we'd have two cakes where the bottom two cakes were cut like two gears that were meshing.
Shaped like gears?
If they're shaped like gears, they should actually rotate or like gears.
That was Michael's response.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, I figured out a way to, we had a colleague of mine, Jan, help us draw gears.
Jan's last name?
Jan Hendrik Andersen.
Thank you, Jan. Great idea.
At the School of Art and Design.
Ah.
Here at U of M. He helped design some sort of cartoon-like gears. You know, they're like the size of an LP with big knobby 2-inch gear teeth sticking off. And so we cut those out with a laser cutter. And
with a laser, a real laser.
A real laser?
Smoke and everything.
Where do you get a laser? Just
a laser cutter? It's in the wood shop up in the North Campus.
Heidi is connected.
Oh, okay.
I teach up there.
Oh, okay.
So we cut out the gears. And then, you know, I was sort of thinking, oh, what else could we do? You know, now we've got potential moving cakes. And I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to have, you know, some kind of representation of a spark or electricity between us? Because we also, both of us make machines and invent stuff.
Ah.
And so I thought of, I imagined like a wire or something shiny. As a little thing that would stick out between our hands or something.
A fake spark.
Ah.
Yeah, you know.
But kinda if we're like, going to have a spark, why not have a real spark?
Like if you're shooting a gun, it just goes bang with a little flag on it. I mean, that's, I suppose it's safer.
That was sort of a symbolic, I thought a symbolic spark, you know. But
however,
then Michael says, oh, if you're going to have a spark,
make it a real spark.
Make a real spark.
That's where it sort of left my realm and went into his more experimental high voltage realm.
Ah.
So eBay supplied a 12,000-volt neon sign transformer.
A neon sign transformer. Wow.
And I was being very careful. Everyone was warning me that you can kill yourself with this thing. Be careful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a little worried that, you know, he might shock himself before the wedding.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
No.
And we worked quite a while on this cake. And Heidi did all kinds of wedding planning, and she arranged the caterer and the DJ situation, which ended up being Heidi, the DJ, at the last minute. But we worked a long time on this, and 5 days before the wedding, I finally had everything plugged in and ready to test.
So you've got 6 individual spots, like platforms.
Uh-huh. And separated by space, so it's much more, I don't know.
Gear-like.
Yeah.
Gear-like.
And that was actually one of Jan's ideas, was to...
put space between each layer of cake.
And to make the cakes off-center, so as these towers rotate, they appear to wobble. I mean, they're not sloppy wobbly, but they're definitely not on-center. So the whole thing is...
It's asymmetric.
Yeah. And...
like a cam.
Oh, so I'm sorry. 5 days before the wedding, I finally plugged it in, and 12,000 volts is enough to put the spark right through the paint on the top of the box.
Ah.
And the spark went directly into the drive motor, and it sizzled for a short time, and then the cakes stopped rotating.
Uh-oh.
And there was a terrible smell. And as my friend Kirk Kitchen says, each electronic device is manufactured with a small amount of smoke, and if you ever let the smoke out, then it's no good anymore.
Oh, okay.
So the critical,
I wasn't aware of that. That's interesting.
The critical, the smoke makes everything happen.
Oh, okay.
And you got to keep it contained.
Okay.
But I let the smoke out, and suddenly this beautiful apparatus is dead in the water.
Uh-oh.
And you can't really get one of these motors. I mean, I was scrambling and panicking. And I asked Heidi if she happened to have an extra motor.
Luckily, I did.
She did.
You had an extra motor on you. Okay.
Well, I have a lot of different motors, but that one in particular goes fairly slow.
Okay.
So, yeah, and generally I buy 2 of everything because one's always going to break. So mm-hmm. I luckily had one more, and that was it. If he broke that one, woo. Oh.
So when I re-energized the transformer, this time it was at half power. So it's only 6,000 volts.
And
only 6,000.
So that's enough to throw about a 1-inch spark, which was, that was adequate.
So
that's...
each time, once a turn, the dolls would get very close to each other and, you know, each doll is sort of sitting on the edge or standing on the edge of its respective cake and with the hand kind of outreached towards the other doll.
Uh-huh.
And so the doll's hands get within like a half inch of each other.
Yeah.
And that's when the zzt spark happens.
Ooh.
And, I wanted to thank my father. He works, for Rapistan Engineering, and he manages a team of engineers and salespeople, and he got his engineers to design a cake drive mechanism.
A cake drive mechanism.
And it was a clever design, and it could have utilized any motor, and that would have been much simpler. But I had already built something with Heidi's fancy gear drive, very slow-turning motor.
Ah.
And so it was an elegant solution because it was an elegant motor. But it almost bit us in the butt.
12,000 volts worth?
I was worried. I thought, oh, man, we did all... We actually worked on the cake first before we worked on anything. The cake was sort of our collaborative art project for the wedding.
The rest of the wedding was thrown together at the last
No, not really, but definitely the cake was something that we thought, let's have fun with this. I mean, you know, you can have an ordinary cake any day. But
right.
You can't have a motorized wedding cake with a Barbie doll version of yourself throwing sparks every day.
Not every day.
Yeah.
No.
So
so another one of Heidi's strokes of genius was to play some music while the performance of the cake was, you know, while people were gathered around watching.
We stopped everything at the wedding and had everybody gather around.
But not too close.
Well, they had all looked at the cake while I was standing still, or, you know, I was still and not plugged in.
Oh, did you clink glasses or did you actually, like, shout to just get people's attention?
Actually, well, first I was going to do drum roll. I couldn't find that. So I had a Raymond Scott CD. And
okay.
He's a well-known composer from the late 30s.
Of cartoon music.
Well, I don't know if it was really used for cartoons. Do you know?
I'm not sure. You know, Raymond Scott did a lot of music. And then who was it that did the music for the Warner Brothers cartoons, who I think was influenced by Raymond Scott? Carl Stalling, who I think was influenced by Raymond Scott. There are some Carl Stalling CDs out there which are equally fun. But
right.
You're talking
the
about
thing about Raymond Scott is that the music is very visual. The titles are things like Girl at the Typewriter, and the percussion sounds just like a, you know, or Cigar Store Indians, or Music for Wooden Dolls, or, you know, so it gives you this, the title gives you a visual image, but the music really gives you a visual image. And so I was thinking, oh, you know, we're going to plug this cake in, it's going to spin, let's have some fun music. And I just had I had ordered this CD, and it came from Amazon like the week before the wedding, and just very sort of lucky.
Wow.
So the song on the CD that we thought was good for the cake performance,
yes,
was the Raymond Scott tune. It was called Power Plant or Power something.
Powerhouse?
Powerhouse, yeah.
But let me see here, because I have found a version of that, but not the original Raymond Scott, but that's Powerhouse, looks like, yeah.
And so it was fun. It's kind of a winding up, winding down kind of music, which is kind of energetic and suspenseful a little bit.
Okay. So. Well, let's listen for a moment to that song.
Okay.
That was listened to while the cake was spinning and 6,000 volts were zapping as the hands came together in marriage and then rotated and then came together again.
Yeah.
And zapped beautifully.
It happened about maybe 5 times a minute or something, or maybe 10 times a minute, once every 10 seconds, something like that.
Cool. Well, this is a version of Raymond Scott's tune Powerhouse by Don Byron from his album Bug Music. And we're going to hear that right now. This is WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. You're listening to Pandora's Lunchbox.